Now, it won't make things better, but it'll help. It's a song from Insane Times on 95BFM.
I'm a victim of electronic age.
Good morning, Karen. Our song from Insane Times today might be relatable to you. It's sung by an artist who says that her very favourite song is the sea, and who spent four of her formative years at sea on her parents' yacht. She seems very uncomfortable, indeed barely coping at times in her interviews, yet she's fearless and free on record and stage, and she seems to me like the least performative performer that I've ever seen. Her name is Katie Jane Garside, and in 1989 she joined forces with guitarist and songwriter Crispin John Orion Gray in a band called Daisy Chainsaw, a band that Courtney Love called one of the first Riot Girl acts. Love was also heavily influenced by Garside's dress sense and her wild performance style. Daisy Chainsaw made one album, the excellent 11-teen, in 1992, and the first track on that is called I Feel Insane. In 1993, Katie Jane Garside left Daisy Chainsaw and became a recluse in the Lakes District, recording an album there with the Industrial Act Test Department in 1995. In 1999, she reconnected with Gray, and they started writing songs around her own lyrics, and I can't overstate how good her lyrics are. They formed a band called Queen Adrena, which was two words at the time and is one word on the internet now, and they recorded four albums of exceptionally powerful music and toured extensively between the year 2000 and 2012. Queen Adrena's second album, The Butcher and the Butterfly, which is up on Bandcamp now, might be their best by a very small margin because they're all good, with songs like FM Doll and Xing Out the Days. Xing Out the Days is an uncanny song that reads word for word like it's about a certain social media app that was only invented a decade after Katie Jane wrote this song. In 2007, she recorded a beautifully lo-fi, distorted solo album of four-track home recordings called Lullabies in a Glass Wilderness under the name Lalashwari, which sounds like how tall dwarfs might sound if dwarfs were actually fairies. After Queen Adrena, Garside formed a folk duo with guitarist Chris Whittingham called Ruby Throat, who recorded four albums of mostly gentle music that's also pretty wild and uninhibited in its own way. The two married, they had children and took them to sea on a yacht for 4 years. They visited New Zealand along the way. In 2020, under the name Liar Flower, Garside and Whittingham released Geiger Counter, an album that includes some heavier songs including My Choice Today. And in 2025, they released the equally amazing double album Ornamental Gardens. Here, from Liar Flower's 2020 Geiger Counter, is today's song from Insane Times. It's a track that updates the sound of Daisy Chainsaw and Queen Adrena, and it's called My Brain Is Lit Like an Airport.
My brain is lit like an airport, so the angels will find me. Love, hey, love.
Was a song from Insane Times on 95 BFM.